in the motherfucking suburbs with it. Rah, bing, bah, bah. Hey, yo, Terry, fuck going on?
This is the Burbs Network.
Oh, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. It's been too long and I'm lost without you. What am I gonna do? Said I've been needing you.
So needing you. Is your heart still mine?
I wanna cry sometime. I miss you.
Off to college, yes, you went away. Straight from high school, you up and left me. We were close friends, also lovers. Did everything for one another. Now you're gone and I'm lost without you here now. But I know I gotta live and make it somehow.
Come back to me. Can you hear me
calling?
Hear me calling for you.
Cause
it's been too long and I'm lost without you. What am I gonna do? Said I've been needing you, wanting you.
Ooh,
you're the same. Who's been with you?
Is your heart still mine? Wanna cry sometime.
Now I'm sitting here
thinking about you and the days we used to share. It's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. I'm just wondering if you still care. I don't wanna let you know that it's killing me. I know you got another life. You gotta concentrate, baby.
Come back.
Take you, baby.
You're the same,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Who's been with you? Is it your heart still mine?
No.
I wanna cry sometime. I miss you. It's been too long and I'm lost without you.
What am I gonna do? I've been needing you, wanting you.
Wondering if you're the same. Who's been with you?
Is it your heart still mine?
I wanna cry sometime.
Yeah. Tell me what I'm gonna do. Yeah.
Wondering if you're the same and who's been with you.
Is it your heart still mine? Yeah, yeah.
Fresh from the burbs.
Before we start this episode, I would like to say RIP to my mother. We lost her earlier this week. I'm recording this episode because you gotta work through the pain. Everybody be safe out here. Say I love you to your loved ones because tomorrow not promised, people. On that note, welcome to a brand new episode of Fresh from the Burbs Podcast. I am your host, McFly. You can find us at theburbsnetwork.com. Or on social media at The Burbs Network. You can find me at Prince _ McFly. Drop the Y at the EI. Where can find my co-host Driz at?
Find me at The Yak God on all social media platforms. That's TheYakGod. Website popping. Both of the websites. So get us TheBurbsNetwork.com and TheYakGods.com. It's a lot of dope shit flying across both of the motherfucking pages. Tap in with us.
Shout out to all our viewers, subscribers, listeners. everybody who supports the podcast, you guys are truly appreciated. Shout out to everybody who done reached out to me during this past week. You guys are truly appreciated also. Let's get into another week of ignorance, I guess. I forgot how to intro the fucking show.
This sophisticated ignorance right now?
No, this is Fresh from the Burbs.
Okay.
Shout out to the gang, like always. Once again, they not here because of this quarantine bullshit. We still on lockdown, but still giving niggas a podcast.
Somebody gotta do it.
Somebody gotta do it.
Shout out to the gang, though. Jalen, Dylan, Alex.
Yep, Lamaria.
Lamaria. Feel me? G, what it do?
How was your week?
Busy still. The Rona ain't stopping shit. You see what type of time I'm on, McFleas.
Yeah. Yeah, my week been bullshit. I'm gonna start off with shit I'm tired of. Or shit I don't like. Shit I don't like. I like that better. People I don't know asking personal questions.
Yeah.
That's trash.
That is weak as hell.
Like, once again, my mom had died this week. So, of course, you know, people want to ask questions and stuff like that. And for the most part, it don't bother me. But people I don't know or I haven't talked to in 75 years asking me questions, that shit slightly irritated me. And people jumping to conclusions. Like, my mom, she didn't die because of the coronavirus. So people jumping to conclusions saying that was the reason why it happened. That irritated me a little bit, too. Because you could ask a simple question like, yo, what happened? And I would have gave you the full rundown. Instead of making a post, you know, saying certain things that's not true.
That's weird as hell.
Yeah.
And grounds to get your shit blew out. If you ask me, that's grounds to get your shit blew out. Like, a person couldn't be mad if you was to blow one of their family members' shit out for that.
Yeah.
I don't think.
It's weird. You feel what I'm saying? It's like somebody getting shot and you automatically blame it on gang violence. What do you mean?
You don't know this motherfucker. Like,
random niggas get shot every day.
Facts.
But yeah, that shit irritated me. That was like the only thing that really irritated me this week was just the random people talking to me and people jumping to conclusions.
I think I'm irritated by the same shit this week because a lot of shit have been happening and everything getting blamed on the fucking coronavirus. Fuck the coronavirus.
Facts.
Stay safe, people.
Due to coronavirus, we can't really have a funeral right now. Basically, I just for real just made the decision because I think it was they only allow you up to like 5 to 10 people to be in one place at the same time in a funeral home. So I'm like, man, why waste all that money? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it can't be done the right way. So yeah, going through all that shit is fucking, it's weird. Like going to the funeral home and discussing all that shit is weird, but it was easier than I thought it was going to be though.
I am not ready. I can't lie to you, bro.
Yeah, that shit.
I was telling that nigga before, I'm like, bro, y'all niggas so motherfucking strong and inspiring to me. I would not be the same nigga. I don't know how.
I don't know. I think it's just, I got to look after my little brother. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to just either shut down and say, fuck this shit.
And not some G-ass shit.
Because, you know, you got another person to look after. And you got to keep shit pushing. You feel what I'm saying? If I shut shit down, If I shut shit down, everything goes with it. You feel what I'm saying? Niggas still got to live after this. So hopefully, you know, when all this corona shit blow over, we can have some type of memorial for her. I'm thinking like a brunch or something. Something dope. I don't know. We'll figure that shit out when the day come. Let's get into this week of ignorance. Damn, I had that shit right now. So, I'm on Facebook today. And somebody made a post. I don't know who this person is. It was just a random post. And she was like, men aren't supposed to order dessert during dinner.
I've seen that. I was talking to my girl about that.
And can't order appetizers. What?
Shut up, bitch.
What do you mean? I can't order dessert and appetizers.
Only response I got to that is, shut up, bitch. Shut up, bitch.
Especially if I'm paying for the shit.
Bitch, shut up.
Hey, bitch, I'll order 10 different appetizers.
You know what, bitch? I'm paying for this. This my date. You don't order no fucking dessert, bitch. That's what you got fucked up. You can't order dessert.
I know. What?
If I don't ask you, did you get dessert? You not get dessert. That's who not get dessert.
Oh my God, that shit is weird as fuck, dog. It is only this era of females who be having these stupid ass rules like this.
Because they goofy, bro. And they be watching too much, what's the shit? Wives of. Too many wives of.
Wives of Atlanta.
It's wives of all type of shit now. Basketball wives, mob wives, niggas, chef wives. All the wives of, they fucking the bitches up. Women, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Gotta be correct.
No, they bitches on the show. Like, the wives
the of. Wives the wives of. They all bitches. Them all bitches.
Yeah.
See, them bitches is converting women into bitches. Yeah. It's just bitches on bitches because of the wives of.
Yeah, man.
That's how I feel. The wives of is creating a world of mad bitches.
It's just so many rules. Like, bro.
I say fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Like, my girl don't be on none of that. When you meet her, you would think she was. Now, don't get me wrong. She expensive.
For that's all females,
yeah,
though.
She expensive. Females are expensive. But.
They, look, what's so crazy about how females are so expensive? They shit is way cheaper than ours.
I swear to God, bro. We cannot go into a store and have multiple sections of $15 or less jeans.
No.
Nigga, our t-shirts is $26.
Bro.
For one shirt, $26.
I just ordered some graphic t-shirts, bro. Them bitches was 30 a pop.
Nigga.
Bow, bow, bow.
I'm hip. I just found the deal, but that's because of the coronavirus. I was up in, I was in Myers the other day. They got like different Disney boys. Mm-hmm. Buy one, get one for $1. Jason, I went nuts.
Oh, buy one, get for damn, I got to sign up in Myers.
For $1, bro. I went nuts. Came home, flipped them bitches inside out, put them in the washer. Die, Rona.
Yeah. Because JCPenney, they were selling them for $10 a piece.
The graphic boys?
Yep.
Yeah, the store's trying to clear all that shit mm-hmm. out. But. I read the paper about this, the Rona shit, so I know, like, it don't last forever. You can kill it by washing it and shit like that, so.
Any type of soap or anything just kills it.
You feel me? I'm out here still copping shit.
Dog, I've been going crazy buying clothes and shit, like, at the end of
it. I think that's why I'm copping shit, because I've seen you on there talk about, I'm online, the Rona not stopping me from buying ignorant shit. And I'm like, damn, let me see what I can buy.
Yeah. Everybody, look, niggas don't got jobs no more.
Don't.
So niggas who don't got jobs and selling shit, you get it for the low from them niggas now. I just copped some J's from like 01. Never been worn before for $200.
What kind of J's?
These,
ones?
No, some, I don't wear ones.
I seen you with some ones. I thought you converted. I thought you said you fuck with them now.
Now I changed my mind again. Fuck
you went back?
Ones. Because all the ones I be wanting, them bitches be selling out.
Oh, yeah.
See. I ain't giving you niggas $300 for some ones, bro.
Yeah, it says
not no Jordan ones.
Says dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one. I still got one. I had two pair. I still got one pair, and I gave one pair to my little brother. What was I looking for? Oh, them J's. Yeah, some 200 ball.
Yeah. Some niggas' jobs just out of there permanently. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing that shit. They talk about some people jobs just like not coming back type shit.
Here they go.
Oh, them hard. What's them low top, what, 11s? Yep. Them hard.
So, yeah. Matter of fact, I got from 180.
Them hard for sure. I would have worn with the hoodie.
Yeah. I ordered a shirt before I bought these. Because I just be buying shit. They don't got to match nothing. I just buy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got a shirt that's coming that go exactly with the bitches. But, yeah. Listen, people. Once we get off this quarantine, we getting these fits off for that the world.
Big fits off, nigga.
Big fits all summer.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been getting my fits up, tucking them in the closet so I can get some fits off for my niggas. I've been telling everybody, like, I waited a long time to get some type of flex action in. I just been a cool-ass, laid-back nigga. I ain't never really been too, like, flashy. But I'm going to do some shit this year.
Yeah, I'm going crazy this
year. I might fuck around and drop a chain. I don't even know. I'm going to do something.
I ain't dropping no chains because, man, I don't know. I've never been like a wearing shit around my neck type person.
Me neither. But I think I want to get one gold one. Like a gold, like rope, and then one with like, I want to get a YG in a circle, mm-hmm. like a pendant. That's probably it. One gold rope and then a YG pendant.
I think I'm gonna cop a couple pair of Ye's this summer.
Ooh, that's what I might do. I might say fuck a chain, get some Ye's. Not no buffs though.
No, I think I'm gonna get a pair of Woods. Just a clean pair of Woods. Then like a pair of wires, but some special wires. Not that
I used to love the wires. I thought the wires would be more of like the trend than the buffs was.
Yeah.
I never think the buffs was gonna be as big as they did. Why you think the buffs got that big?
Cause they expensive. You feel what I'm saying? They mm-hmm. expensive. And it's bossy to tell a nigga like, yeah, man, my shit made with buffalo tusks.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But I think I'm gonna give me a pair of wires too, some crispy boys. I like some shades.
So many of you niggas' glasses don't got buffalo tusk on the motherfucking ears, bro. That shit don't make no sense. Everybody who got a pair of Ye's call that shit buffs. And I'll be like...
Yeah. Especially people who not from here. Like out-of-towner niggas can't call anything buffs. Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, bro, every single pair of Cartiers is not buffs. Niggas that live in Michigan that do that still, y'all ignorant and y'all should know better.
100%. But yeah, I think they caught me a couple. At least like two or three pair. Nothing at all.
You going nutty.
Nothing super flashy, just basic. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm about to tell you what I'm for sure doing that I wasn't even thinking about at first, but I just got to thinking about it basically this past week. So my car is a Pontiac 2. I got to think about it like, damn, niggas so old, the fucking car is a collector item. They don't make that bitch no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Pontiac, so I was thinking about like projecting that bitch out, doing some crispy shit to it, paint, throw some rims on it, mm-hmm. get a new engine and shit, probably have somebody build one type shit, turn that bitch to like a project car.
So, yeah. I think I'm gonna repaint the money. I still got the money. I think I'm gonna repaint it.
You got to.
Throw some new rims on there or something.
Ooh, you gotta go crazy on the money this summer, though. You got to.
If we have a dream cruise, it should be ready by then.
You gotta go crazy on the money this year. I'm talking about nigga. I don't even got no ideas, but I know when I see that bitch this summer. You gotta be making me want to do some other shit to my car.
I got an idea of how I'm gonna get it painted. You just gotta come to fruition. I gotta have the time for it, for real.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm just stacking up keys. I'm trying to do a lot of shit.
Yeah. I want to travel. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I just got the LLC to the Yacht Guys ENT.
Send me that information when you get a chance.
So. To do all that LLC shit for sure. I did it through Sean Preston. I ain't even gonna lie. You can cash out him. He'll do that shit for you.
For sure.
Through your email and then, you know, they'll email you all
your I just give you the cheese and, you handle that shit
for me. For the whole network.
Yep.
Do. But, nigga, so, I'm really about to be, like, looking deep into motherfucking business loans, credit lines and shit like that. I need to get with AZ. I'm trying to be, like, in the next year or two, dropping chains on my artists. And seeing them niggas do big things. Yeah. Seeing them niggas be like gearing up to start their labels and shit like that.
Yeah.
So that's the tip I'm trying to be on.
I think I'm going to build another studio in the crib. Because for real, in a couple weeks, I'm going to have like the whole back room. We got like a whole back room. I'm going to have all that shit cleaned out. And I think I'm going to build a studio back there. Or turn one of the rooms into a studio. I don't know. I haven't really decided yet.
That'll be dope as hell. That's some good-ass YouTube content, too.
Yeah.
Like, from start to finish, I want to do that shit. I want to work on it in, like, film.
Yeah. Grab me a desktop, and I'm going to grab me a Mac. Look, these mics only cost me, like,
I ordered some of the morning.
Like $20 or something like that. It wasn't shit. So, you know.
Definitely, I ordered some more in the morning for sure.
But, yeah. Yeah. I don't even know how we got to this part, but, yeah. Bitch is goofy.
That's where we was at?
Yeah, that's where we at.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, because we said, even though women's stuff is less than ours.
Yeah.
They still expensive as fuck.
Expensive as fuck. Then we got to talking about some blowing money.
Yeah.
It was still on topic.
100%. So yeah, people, you know, spend some money on yourselves.
Facts.
Have fun this summer. Because as we know, tomorrow not promised. Or we might be on lock quarantine again. I think I'm going to go to L.A. this summer. Well, we're supposed to be going to L.A. for Alex's birthday. Off top.
When is his birthday?
October.
Mine is October 2. October 23rd.
Yeah. The nigga was trying to, he was going to LA for his birthday then, but I think I'm gonna go like July.
If we not quarantine in July, I'm going to Florida for sure. On the 16th through the 20th.
Okay.
I hope we not fucking quarantine. I'm gonna be sick as hell. Because I ain't been nowhere 2020.
Yeah. I want to go to Toronto, too. I think I'm going to make that Toronto trip, like, soon as we off quarantine, like, a couple weeks after.
I need to go to Toronto. I've never been. You keep telling me that shit is lit.
The only problem is, right now, I don't got no ID. Like, I have an ID, but it's expired.
Yeah.
So, I can't find my passport. That's neither here or there, or there. But my ID is expired. I can't renew my ID because everything is shut down. I tried to go online and do it. They was like, you got to go into an office.
So I need they online service, bro. The Secretary of State online service is horrible.
Yeah, I did renew my tags online, and they never sent me my tags.
Still had to go to the kiosk.
Still, no, I had to go to the actual Secretary of State. So if I would have went to the kiosk, I would have to double pay.
Man.
So I went to the Secretary of State. For some reason, these niggas be having attitudes for no reason.
Every time.
Like, bitch, y'all just opened up. Like, you sure they didn't send him to your house? Why would I make this up?
Ain't no doubt to me about my ID, bro. It got to a point where I was like, bro, I don't even give a fuck.
I fuck have an ID.
It was like, I was like 5 months in, no ID, bro. Like, fuck it. I don't even care about having a drink when I go to a restaurant. None of that shit.
Because you make niggas not even want to do anything, man.
My wallet got left on an airplane, bro. I don't have nothing. I'm telling them this. Like, I don't got no social security card, nothing. They like, well, you need a social security card to get ID. Bitch, how the fuck I'm going to get a social security card if I don't got no ID? So I'm going back and forth from these places, like, for a three-week span, coming back with different information and shit, and they both telling me, like, you got all the information, but you need an ID. This is the social security people. All right. I go to the ID people. You got all the information, but you need a social security card. Both of y'all suck my dick. both of y'all.
When the shit happened, when niggas stole all my shit, so they stole everything. You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, I had to go get a new birth certificates, which was, that was the easiest part.
Always the easiest part. Just pay them niggas your 12, yeah. 15, they got your shit ready, yeah. Stamp it for you. I wish it was that easy.
So I caught about three of them bitches. Shit, so I could have something like that. I go to the place to get my social security card. I go in there. So they like, since I have my birth certificate and all that, I told them the situation. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm thinking I was going to get my shit right there. No, that shit got to come in the mail. So now I go to the Secretary of State to get my ID. It was to the point I had to bring my mama in there with me to show the correlation of her of having proof of this shit.
Yeah.
Because
that's the most, too. I definitely would have not. If I would have had to take Nuke, bro, that's dead. She would have been like, you dumbass. How the fuck you lose everything, stupid? It would have been, oh, stupid. How you lose everything? Don't even think. She not about to sit up at the Secretary of State with me.
Yeah. So, yeah, people, don't lose y'all shit. Because getting that shit back is a motherfucker.
Oh, God. Especially, or if you gonna lose it, lose one at a time, bro.
Why do your ID expire? That's the stupidest shit in the world.
Oh my God, bro. Why the fuck does your ID expire? Whoever be tapping in that got the answer to this, please, like, DM the Burbs Network Instagram page or DM McFly or DM me. I legit want to know the answer. Yeah. Why does it make sense?
There's no legit answer. Like, I would understand, like, every 10 years or something like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I just got a new ID a year ago, why is my shit still expiring the next year? Like, I should be on another time scale now.
Shit weird.
Terrible, huh?
None of this shit should be expired. License plates. Like, come on now.
That's the biggest finesse in the history. So you're telling me I have to pay for tag for my car, even though I own a car 100%. Even if I don't own it. Like, this car is mine. But I gotta renew my tags every year. Listen, I understand paying for tags and license plate one time. Totally understand. But every year I have to do this?
Make it make sense.
It makes no sense.
Somebody make it make sense.
In some places, you gotta pay for two license plates.
Why?
Like Ohio, you niggas gotta have two license plates. One in the front, one in the back.
And they gotta pay for them? They got to?
Yeah.
Man, fuck out of here. That's why y'all trash as fuck, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
The ever trash.
So, a couple were stranded on the island due to the coronavirus.
Wow.
So they went on the island for their honeymoon. So they like, this is right before the coronavirus shit really popped off and they shut everything down. So they looking like, they like, all right, bet. By the time our honeymoon is over, shit shouldn't be shut down. You feel what I'm saying? We should be able to still. So the day they honeymoon over, Africa was like, no. We ain't letting niggas fly back into the country. So from, I want to say like March 26th till right now, these niggas is stuck on the island.
It's like pros and cons to this shit. Because you couldn't go back to work anyway.
but you still gotta pay for being stuck on this island.
Pay what, nigga?
Being in this resort.
No, fuck that. Cause this is out of my control. I'm not paying you niggas shit. We gonna definitely work that out.
So this is how it is.
We black, baby. Snap.
You this see? How it is. These niggas, Airhead, them, and whoever else is on this island, who's at that resort, them niggas can't go nowhere, but they still have to stay at the resort. The resort is like, listen, all our employees and shit is stuck here with you niggas, so they still gotta come to work every day. And niggas still gotta work at that bitch and all that, because y'all still here. So
that's it's out of our control, bro. I'm not paying y'all shit. Now, I paid y'all for the time that I was planning on being here.
They giving them a discounted price. They ain't being total assholes.
No. Discount this month. Fuck all that. I was ready to go. On the day I was supposed to leave, the coronavirus is getting real. And where is the Cardi B? Nigga, I didn't choose to be staying here. Fuck your discount. I'm not paying y'all shit. All you would have paid them.
But you gotta look. Them niggas would be like, all right, well, go sleep your ass on the beach every day then.
Fuck it. We beach bound for sure. I'm not paying them niggas.
What you gonna eat?
Something. Crabs. Fuck are you talking about? Sun fried. Fuck are you talking about? Sun fried crab, nigga.
No, I found like I'm in that bitch chilling. So like them niggas.
Listen, it's a good chance I would have been in that bitch too, but it's also a good chance I wouldn't pay.
Yeah, like
I'd have been.
You niggas wouldn't be charging my car right now. Y'all have to charge me after.
Yeah, probably like, nigga, a year after. After the stimulus, at least, nigga.
We have to come up with a deal. Like, listen, bro, I got y'all niggas, but right now, no.
Like, let's whip up some contracts. Put us on a payment plan.
So it was like, it's like 30 of them niggas stuck. So they was like, y'all could do this. Y'all could rent a private plane. Africa give y'all permission to come in this bitch. Y'all gotta do y'all 2-week quarantine or whatever because y'all coming from a foreign. Because the island, it's an African island. It's just not connected to Africa.
Yeah.
So they like, do y'all 2-week quarantine or whatever. Boom, boom. But niggas is like, niggas ain't got $10,000 to put on this private jet. Because it's like,
yeah. You gotta pay for the gas, right?
They gotta pay for the jet. The jet, $100,000.
Oh, so they gotta pay for the jet and the gas.
I think it's just $100,000 for real. And that's your price, everything included.
Shit, between 30 of us, if we ain't poor, we might have to, you know.
Yeah.
We might have to put that together.
But niggas, Africa's on bullshit with letting them niggas in, so they like, you know, we stuck for real, for real.
That's sick.
Yeah. I don't know. If I could just be stuck somewhere for 30 years.
And for private jet and their options, then the discounted resort stay, they probably ain't even tripping on.
No, that nigga's like, listen, niggas going broke.
Shit.
Because you still got to pay for this shit. Staying there. Even though it's a discounted price, but you've been there for over a month. Well, no. Let me take that back. No, you've been there for a few weeks. They've been there for a few weeks.
So at what point do you tell them niggas, like, bro, you can't keep charging me for this shit?
I would have said that day one.
Yeah.
Like, soon as I had to go back to that bitch, like, listen, y'all gonna have to bill me after, my guy.
Yeah, like, bro.
Like, we'll work out something, but.
And I know some of them got kids.
Yeah. You just on the resort.
Yeah.
You not having fun no more. You just in that bitch mad.
Kids probably hungry as hell somewhere. Left with somebody that don't give no fucks. They probably done got quarantined somewhere else. Now the kids quarantined Dolo with each other and shit. Experimenting. It's all bad.
Yeah. I can't think of one place I just want to be stuck at.
Definitely not no island.
Like, what, let's just say 30 days. I don't got it in me. I went on vacation for 2 weeks, and that was the longest 2 weeks of my life. man. So I don't know about doing a month. The month bid.
That shit dead, I can't lie.
Yeah. I got a week in me. After a week, I'm trying to come home.
Yeah, I stayed in Fayetteville. Now that shit is like, man. Fayetteville really is boring as fuck. I don't know what this nigga J. Cole be talking about. That nigga bullshitting, bro. That shit's so fucking boring and 0% dangerous. It's just really like, nigga, high schools, fast food restaurants, and grass. Fuck yeah. All that shit, bro. And you gotta go so far for some fun shit. It's probably like a couple clubs. Once you go to them bitches, you ain't even trying to go back. Not if you from up north. You like, this shit, what? This shit, where was it though?
Listen, man. Like, Michigan, living in Michigan don't bother me like it bothers a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Like, I fuck with Michigan.
I can't lie. I love Michigan.
Yeah, our summers, it's hot, but it ain't. I'm about to die hot.
You feel me?
Our winters, they could get bad, but I've been here all my life, so I'm used to it.
Used to it.
You feel me? We got beautiful winter here. Some of the coldest. What do I have? Like, no, I fuck with Michigan.
Go down south, it's too fucking hot.
Way too hot. You got to deal with super racism.
Go west. It's too damn hot still.
Still hot.
Too damn expensive.
Expensive as fuck.
Nigga, go to the east.
It depending on where.
Big ass rats and shit.
It's dirty as fuck.
Dusty as
fuck. Depending where, it's still racist as fuck.
Yeah, I'm Gucci Mane. Yeah, man. Michigan, where it's at.
Listen, I love it here. Listen, I just need a week off every now and then. Extended weekend. So, speaking of Corona fucking shit up, NBA season still ain't back, of course, but Danny Green had made a live video talking about, first off, I don't believe anything Danny Green has to say because he has a mug, but he said the NBA plan is to come back this year and play the full season. Even if they got to play until September. First off, that sounds like the dumbest shit I've heard.
It sounds dumb, but I can't believe it because Adam Silver, so far as a GM, well, not a GM, what is he, the commissioner?
Commissioner.
As a commissioner, he been a fans and players first commissioner, so I can't see him really being like, we going to finish the season because of the money. Because he know the players going to get paid either way. If they got the right age in the situation worked out, they going to get paid either way. So I can't really see Adam Silver like, fuck that, we going to finish out the season. But at the same time, if enough players like let us play, Adam Silver still, like, that same nigga that's cool enough to be like, fuck it, y'all can play if that's what y'all want to do.
Like I said last week, I think the regular season is done.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think the regular season is done. So whenever if they start back up, just they instantly have to go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Because playing the rest of the regular season and a playoff series, say it lasts in September, you start back in October. I don't see that happening. Because
if they do that, then next season going to be shorter and they're going to try to keep, whatever they change it to, they're going to keep the NBA like that. And I don't see them making no dramatic ass change like that the whole season right now.
Like I said, I honestly think, depending on how long this shit lasts, because they talking about, even like if they May 1st say, nigga, everything is open back up, it'll take 30 days for them to even start the playoffs. Because niggas got to get back in shape.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Niggas been drinking wine and fucking bitches for 2 months. So, once again, Would I like to see that if them play the playoffs out 100%? Mm-hmm. But if it fucks up next year, I'd rather them just say fuck this season. Let's do our shit the way we do it. Draft at the end of June, free agency in July. Niggas get into training camp, whatever, and then start next year.
I'm sick because the Lakers was finna win the championship.
They wasn't, but you know.
That's the only sick thing. The Lakers had a ship coming.
You mad because you know Golden State about to get somebody super.
They not going to get nobody super, but Golden State is absolutely going back to the Western Conference Finals next season. That's a given.
They about to get somebody super, bro.
The Lakers going to get somebody super.
No, they're not. Lakers going to be the same.
It ain't not, bro.
I think LeBron haven't been able to take his HGH because everything is on quarantine.
This nigga's sick.
He gonna get injured next year.
Sick. LeBron got a lifetime supply of HGH. He don't even gotta leave for that shit.
They haven't been able to get that shit in LA because they've been on full lockdown. That nigga a regular nigga right now.
Hell no. if it's anybody in the NBA that been working out still since this shit been stopping, Bron been working the fuck out.
That nigga Bron been TikToking every day.
I knew you was gonna say that. He been on TikTok for sure.
That nigga been TikToking.
This what you gotta know, bro.
Bronny every day.
Bronny been hooping. Them niggas been hooping, bro. You don't think them niggas hooping?
Man, Bron ain't getting better dumping out Bronny.
Factory. Them niggas hooping. That repetitions, shit Brian, like that.
That nigga Brian better be in the
hyperbolic
chamber.
And that's going on. You think it ain't? I don't know. Think it's one in his house?
Probably.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. That nigga might be just trying to fuck this
he
shit.
He got a hyperbolic time chamber in the house. Absolutely.
That boy got the full.
Paul George got one in the crib, bro. Gilbert Arenas got one in the crib.
I think Paul George gonna be using his shit because he's still an injured-ass nigga.
That's it. Paul George, you gotta get in that hyperbolic time chamber. You can't just hide that bitch, bro. You see, bro?
That nigga for sure don't be hopping to that bitch at all.
It gotta be some weird shit for Bron to be injured. You gotta, like, hurt his nuts or something. That nigga Bones don't be getting injured like that. That's hyperbolic time chamber in
that. That's because that nigga was experimenting in Ohio, dog.
Probably. He might be a freakazoid.
Yeah, he a universal soldier.
Damn.
Listen, his mama was a crackhead, bro. No disrespect. But his mama was a crackhead.
Damn.
They be doing experiments on crackheads and shit. They was like, listen, let's put this super baby in this crackhead.
Damn.
Nobody think anything special for him. Because majority of NBA niggas be having rough childhoods.
You right, dog. That's some sick as hell. Mm-hmm. What if we find out this nigga Brown the experiment?
He is for sure experiment. Him,
Giannis the experiment.
Giannis for sure experiment.
That nigga Giannis definitely like
Zion. That nigga experiment.
Oh yeah, Zion. Cause he too fucking fast. Like, how can a nigga be this fast while they that size, bro?
That was nigga Devin, almost 300 pounds, still hopping out the gym on niggas.
That shit fake.
As fuck. So, in Italy, the mafia, cause you know Italy is on a full country lockdown.
Yeah.
None of you niggas can come outside. The mafia has been delivering food and goods to less fortunate people.
That's what's up. Shout out to the mafia.
They're like, man, we can't kill nobody, so fuck it.
Mob ties.
Let's help the community.
Shout out to my guys, Big Spaghetti.
Joey Gotti.
Mama mia.
So, niggas in Chicago ain't following the stay-at-home order, right?
Of course not.
I just seen a nigga shot in the gas station in Chicago.
Man.
It was on video.
One thing.
Over nothing, though.
Oh yeah, that shit ain't nothing stopping in Chicago.
Cause that nigga, they got audio of it. That nigga was like, "Hey, bro, tell your mans out there who's selling weed, like, nigga, I ain't even trying to buy no weed. I don't even smoke." And then they going back and forth or something. He was like, "Nigga, that nigga gonna end up getting killed." And something, that nigga said something, that nigga end up upping on that nigga and dip out the gas station.
I mean, you can't just tell a nigga you gonna kill his mans.
No, he the one who shot.
Damn.
The nigga said he was gonna kill his mans.
He like, fuck it. I'm gonna kill you then. Since you ain't gonna tell a nigga I don't want none of her, nigga, come here. Fuck your little life up, little nigga.
So the mayor is walking around making sure niggas stay their goofy ass in the house.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Bro, one of the little niggas gonna fuck you up on BD.
But listen, nigga, y'all niggas wanna be outside so bad. Stay in the fucking house. If everybody stayed in the house, they'd be like, alright, we could end this shit. Because we're supposed to end May 1st. I don't see it happening.
Man, listen.
Niggas out here living life, bro.
Yeah, just niggas open still, shit back up. Fuck it.
Niggas still throwing parties.
Niggas, it's parties?
Like house parties. Niggas still having house parties. Niggas still at hooping together. Niggas don't give a fuck, bro.
I ain't been seeing no niggas hooping.
I for sure saw some white kids hooping.
Yeah, I was about to say, I seen some ladies jogging, white ladies. Seen some ladies skateboarding. Well, not some ladies. It was like one little girl and a dude and another little girl. I'm like, they don't give a fuck. And I went to go take pictures, me and this nigga Jay. You know, we was masked up, social distancing and shit. It was motherfucking big white couples having picnics and shit out there by the trees. I'm like, yeah, they don't give a fuck. But when I get on Facebook, everybody talking about all the niggas that's out there doing shit. So I'm like, is white people invisible? We wondering, bro. Like, damn. Can't nobody see these niggas.
So, the month of March was the first month in over 20 years, in almost 20 years, that there wasn't no school shooting.
Because of the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, it's been a school shooting for 2 decades, every month. And March was the first month to not have one. And it was because niggas couldn't go to school.
You think they were staged? All of them, or you think some of them was just kids wilding?
I don't think 100% of them was all, you know.
Kids wilding?
Yeah, some of them had to be staged.
Because that's one of the
biggest. It's a part of America agenda.
Yeah, I was about to say. That's one of the big things that cause hysteria in the area. Yeah. They definitely can get a gang of motherfuckers riled up off of school shooting real fast, sway a vote or some shit like that.
And you ain't gotta have that many casualties. Mm-hmm. 2 people could get shot, you feel what I'm saying? And
they say, nobody could get shot. School shootings be contained kind of quick.
100%. I ain't one of those people like, oh, no, nah, all of them, nah. But there is some that you look at like, all right, bro.
That don't make no sense.
A nigga walked in an elementary school and killed kids?
Yeah. What's the motive?
What's the motive? A nigga shooting up a high school, there could be motive there, you know? Nigga getting bullied for 10 years. All right, I'm tired of y'all niggas. I'm about to air you niggas out.
And I know a lot of parents that'll fuck up a high school kid for their kid.
Yeah.
So, like, grown people fuck up high school kids. That should be happening.
Yeah.
And maybe high school kids get into grown beef, grown street shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense for high schools to sometimes have drama.
Mm-hmm.
Outside drama coming into the school.
Yeah.
But I don't know about that kid shit. That should be definitely seeming like,
nigga, that shit happened on Lean on Me.
Yeah.
Nigga walked in that bitch, beat that gas real quick.
Yeah, Lean on Me was a wild movie. And that nigga Sam Samson for sure smoked crack.
So, I didn't know Floyd Mayweather's daughter got arrested for stabbing somebody.
Yeah, she out of there. She stabbed a pregnant girl and her baby died.
Damn, I didn't read all that.
Yep, she out of there. Supposedly, the little girl that she stabbed was pregnant with a young boy baby. Mm-hmm. And the baby died after she got stabbed. Mm-hmm. So, unless they can prove that the baby was already dead, she gonna get that body for that shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. You shouldn't be doing stupid shit if you're rich.
Definitely not stabbing nobody. I'm pretty sure your daddy done got you some type of defense lessons. Some type, bro.
It just, when you rich, you shouldn't be committing no crimes for real, man. Unless it's like bullshit petty crimes. You feel what I'm saying? But like major shit like that, like your name shouldn't be in anything. Because you're the breadwinner of whatever, you know, whatever team you're on.
First thing first, why are you with NBA NBA? What are y'all doing in the same place together? That's why you stab them, bitches. It only makes sense. If you, listen, young boy is what, 19? 20? So, I don't know. 19, yeah. 20. Yeah. So, you 18, 19. All this time, we have heard nothing about you, my baby. You was not in the press. You was not in the headlines. I mean, you just been taking your allowance from Floyd. Doing your thing. Even if your thing was wilding before this. Yeah. You was wilding the right way. Out of the public. You didn't link with this goofy ass nigga.
The most, top five most ignorant niggas in the world. Top five.
You linked with the goofiest nigga you could have linked with. Now you in the headlines for the goofiest shit you could be in the headlines for. Make it make sense, bro. I know if Floyd Pops was alive, So who was the one that died?
His uncle.
His uncle. Yeah. If his uncle was alive, he'd definitely be like, she ain't no motherfucking Mayweather. I wish that nigga was alive so he could say, she ain't no motherfucking Mayweather. Rest in peace to uncle.
Yeah, man, this shit is just goofy, bro. Like, you've had everything handed to you on a gold platter, and you thrown it away to be with NBA Youngboy. Stabbing bitches.
Stabbing pregnant.
Why are you beefing with somebody pregnant?
Over NBA Youngboy.
Listen, man.
She shouldn't be with this nigga. She shouldn't been nowhere around this nigga. How, bro? How do Floyd's daughter end up with... Listen, and that's what fucked me up, because if you got common sense and you getting ready to say the sentence I was gonna say, you was getting ready to ask yourself, how do Floyd's daughter end up with NBA Youngboy? You know, like, she Floyd's daughter, so that means she had to get in contact with him. He ain't just getting in contact to her.
Unless he slid in her DMs on some goofy shit.
Even if he slid in her DMs, that's still her giving him access. You feel me? Because where he going to run into her at? Floyd ain't hanging around Baton Rouge. He's not, bro. We know this. He not just out in Baton Rouge or nowhere around Louisiana.
But she 18, so she could, you know, she could hit them streets herself.
Exactly. So she seen this goofy ass nigga online and was like, oh yeah, this nigga wild, I want parts. Why, bitch?
Because listen, man, all good girls be wanting goofy ass hood niggas. Especially good girls who been living a life for 18 years.
Man, I'm sad for you, little girl, because you out of there.
They want to risk it all for a hood nigga. They gonna break up in like 3 years, and she gonna be like, it was the stupidest decision I ever made in my life. Why did I do that?
Because they all say they ain't even gonna break up. They finna be the new Bobby and Whitney watch.
All right.
We gonna see her and Young Boy on TikTok or a trailer. One of them motherfuckers, they gonna be doing big, big powder like Tony Montana. Who was in the movie Plants Girl, Michelle Pfeiffer? No, that ain't who it was. Who was that lady?
That's Michelle Pfeiffer. Starface?
Michelle Pfeiffer. That's how a Young Boy and old girl gonna be. He gonna be trying to sneak work into the prison for
duh.
And get his dumb ass locked up too.
I think if he get locked up again, he cooked.
Watch.
Yeah, I think if he get in trouble again, he super cooked.
If she get cooked, I guarantee he gonna do some dumb shit next. Watch.
So, Black China is charging people $250 for a follow on IG and $950 to FaceTime. Listen, I can't knock the hustle because obviously people is paying for this shit.
That shit's sick.
But, no, I'm good.
I ain't even gonna lie, bro. If I just had the cheese to blow, I'll pay her $950 to FaceTime her and give her so many jokes.
Lego face out of that.
Bro, I'm talking about I cook her and then I'll put it on the computer, put it in the Siri voice, and go viral. I Siri voice the whole thing. And she can't hang up. I just paid you, bitch. You got a cyber sign on the line or something, because I'm taking you to court if you hang up. You got to sit here and take this whole 50. The whole 50, bro.
Say, I need my 950 back if you hang up.
Real shit. What you got? I need however much minutes this shit is for. You got to sit here and get cooked. If I want to call a nigga on another phone so he can get his chance to cook you, you got to sit here. All this shit. All right, bro. You got to get cooked. If I had the extra cheese, I'd cash out for $950 right now so we could cook her on the show. Swear.
Yeah, I'm not paying Black China $950 for the FaceTime.
Man, wait till I get this cheese. We cooking her on the show, bro. No. Watch it. It's probably going to be on Sophisticated Ignorance. I'm just going with my phone from behind the camera while you talking. Like, I told you I was going to do it, didn't I? You're going to be like, oh, nah, this nigga's ignorant.
Yeah, man, I'm not paying Black China, bro. Not $950 to, I'm not paying $950 for nothing.
Let's go $425.
I'm not, nah. Not Black China.
Let's go $425, then promote it, and let's have a live party to roaster. A live watch party on Facebook where niggas just tap in and give us jokes for
I'm not even willing to pay $10 to these bitches OnlyFans, so I'm not giving Black China $950 of my dollars.
What about $425?
Definitely not $425.
Damn.
To just cook Black China, man.
But it's gonna be really her. And she gotta sit there.
She gonna click that bitch for her first joke.
She gonna answer, I'm gonna be like, did Ray J hit it first?
What was that? What was the Pokemon that was a mine?
Mine.
That was his name?
I believe.
No, it wasn't.
What's his name?
No, hold on. What was that nigga name?
Speaking of Pokemon.
My Onyx face ass?
No, that ain't Onyx. Onyx made out of rocks.
And her face looks like it's made? That bitch sharp as fuck.
On my timeline today on Twitter, a nigga finna eat a Mewtwo. And that shit fucked me up. I'm talking about real teary eye. You think I'm bullshitting? Let me show you this shit. I'm sick, bro. Like, damn.
Oh, that nigga name was Mr. Mine.
Told you.
Man, nobody's about to eat no Mewtwo, dog.
Bro, watch this shit. Tell me that I ain't Mewtwo in that ball, nigga.
What is this nigga eating that's purple, dog?
Fucking Mewtwo, nigga. Name me some purple shit. Exactly, nigga. He eat Mewtwo with oranges. Fuck me up. I was sick. Like, damn.
That nigga made a Mewtwo soup.
Like, niggas been going their whole life trying to catch them all. You would have ran into the Mewtwo in real life.
Up toast.
And you want to cook the nigga? You'd have chopped him up. All type of shit. Look at my nigga Mewtwo in this fucking bowl. Look at his face, bro.
Duh. Eat up toast on this nigga.
Oh, my God. This shit looks so nasty, bro.
Send me that picture, bro.
Mewtwo up, dog.
That's going to be the cover art.
Damn, D, you finna exploit my nigga Mewtwo. Damn. I'm about to cry again.
Have you ever had eaten from Waffle House?
Hell yeah, I can't even lie, that shit smack.
Have you ever had they waffles?
Yes.
They waffles good.
I love them bitches.
So, the Waffle House, you know, because a lot of their locations had to get shut down due to the Rona.
Little Rona.
So, these niggas went online and started selling their waffle mix. That shit sold out in 3 hours.
That's smart. Them bitches smack, bro. You don't fuck with them?
I never eat them.
You don't eat waffles?
No, I fuck with waffles. I never eat Waffle House, though.
Because them bitches dirty?
I don't fuck with the South. Them bitches be in the South.
It's one in Ohio, trash ass.
I don't be in Ohio. I've seen it before, yeah, but I never been there.
Man.
I be eating at dirty ass places, though.
The Waffle House waffle is fucking delicious, bro.
If you eat Coney, you can eat at the Waffle House.
Facts. It tastes like they make that bitch like the mix is made with butter. So you don't really need no butter on that bitch. And that bitch fluffy as hell, like.
Is Waffle House better than IHOP? Because IHOP is fucking terrible to me.
Definitely. IHOP waffles is better than, Waffle House waffle is better than IHOP pancakes for sure. And that waffle, of course. Don't nobody go to IHOP and get no damn waffles.
Yeah. I don't really go to IHOP at all no more.
I don't know when last time I went there, but I'd be perping if I said I ain't fuck with them. I go sometimes and I get like the basic pancake. I don't be trying to do no extra shit for real. Get a regular stack of them bitches.
See, I go to OHOP. Yeah. They shit way better.
I heard. I've been like twice, but I don't remember. I've been when I was going to Northern. My niggas' girlfriends.
So, what we got next? So, niggas are still challenging each other online. I think the RZA and DJ Premier had a beat battle.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look at that shit because I didn't feel like going to sleep.
Niggas don't want no smoke with me, though.
I thought you were supposed to battle on Friday.
Niggas don't want no smoke, though.
What, Kobe backed out?
Kobe battled somebody else. He want to battle niggas he know he can beat.
So, the battle of people trying to hype up next is 2 Chainz versus Fab.
I thought 2 Chainz was battling Meek.
I don't know. Nothing is official yet. But niggas want to see 2 Chainz versus Fab.
Man, I don't want to see Fab Corny Bars have an ass battle nobody. I'm not going to lie. Matter of fact, Fab should battle Ja Rule.
That's actually legit.
I want to see Ja Rule battle.
We'll get smoked by 50 Cent.
I don't know about that.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. Ja Rule got about 6 rounds where he can keep up after that.
I don't know.
It's boots.
Because listen, smoked. I'm about to tell you what's going to happen with Ja Rule in the battle. Ja Rule in the battle, if he is forced to go over 6 songs, niggas going to start hearing shit that they was calling whack back in the days that's actually hard. And they going to be like, damn. Ja Rule is fucking 50 Cent up. Yes, bro. Ja Rule got some crack. 50 Cent got some crack, too. But Ja Rule got some crack. 50 Cent is petty. So this is what we got to know about 50 Cent. When he battles somebody, he going to go into his writer bag. And he going to play some shit that he wrote for somebody. Niggas don't know all the shit that he wrote.
He going to play that game shit. Bangers. He gonna fuck Ja Rule up.
He wrote for a lot of niggas, so he say.
He said he wrote that Diddy verse on Let's Get It. Listen, Ja Rule got 10 rounds. He got 6 to 10 rounds. After that, boots is smoked out of the room. So yeah, Ja Rule should probably go get stabbed. It'll be more even.
Ja Rule, definitely. Damn, Ja.
2 Chainz gotta go against somebody like Future or somebody.
No, do not set my nigga 2 Chainz up to go against Future.
Future smoking 90% of niggas' boots, but it'd be a better battle if he went against Future. Because 2 Chainz got about 20 of them that he can hang with you.
2 Chainz got his.
Yeah.
But the thing is, them bitches is not better than Future's.
Not yet.
He gonna be going for a minute, for sure.
So, lastly on this battle shit, my nigga Diddy said he'll battle anybody. Y'all could team up and try to battle him.
Don't nobody want to smoke with Diddy.
Nobody want to smoke with Diddy. I was trying to tell niggas this. Because first off, we all know Hov could go track for track with Diddy. But Hov ain't got time for this nigga shit. Hov is on a private island.
Puff a bad motherfucker, man.
Hov on a private island eating shark.
And Puff is petty like 50. He gonna be going into bags of niggas' masters he own and shit. You feel me? Like, I can play this. I own the masters. No, Puff. It's not your music. I own the masters. This was my music. So,
Hov ain't doing none of this nigga shit. That nigga don't even have an IG.
Yeah, we know Hov ain't getting the ball. He's straight.
Yeah, you like, nah, y'all can handle that shit. But yeah, Diddy, he smoking anybody boots.
If Hov do it, that mean he want niggas to stay home. That's the only reason. Yeah. But I can't even see him wasting his fucks on niggas staying home. Niggas really could die. He don't give a fuck.
Me and my family.
Less is more.
Me and my family safe, fam. We good.
He's like, I can help more niggas get rich if it was less stupid niggas telling them I was in the fucking Illuminati. I need all the hope and Illuminati niggas to die. So we could build black wealth.
Like, y'all niggas are still trying to say I'm in the Illuminati, dog.
Shit, goofy.
Like, what else do I gotta do for niggas? But yeah, man. I think this shit is good, though, man. It's keeping niggas occupied. You feel what I'm saying? You ain't got shit else to do, nigga. Play 20 of your hits, I'll play 20 of my hits. Dude. Or 10, or whatever it is. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm sick you made me pull that Mewtwo up. It's
They did my nigga so dirty, dog.
But on that note, I think that's it. Was there anything else I had to talk about? I don't think so.
Good ass episode.
Yeah, man. I think that's the episode. Like always, you can find us at thebirdsnetwork.com. It's still under construction. Be honest, I haven't done shit with it. Niggas been busy. Especially, I'm super busy now, you feel what I'm saying? I'm probably gonna give all the shit to Drizz to do. It's no time, you know. We ain't on no time to get that shit out. Cause niggas under quarantine.
Niggas under quarantine. I do got more videos for y'all this week.
So, you know, the website will be back up. You can go on there right now, read some blog reviews, listen to some playlists, listen to the most current episode. That's about it. Hopefully this week I'll be back posting on the on social media. My fault, guys. Shit happens. You find me at Prince_McFly. Drop the line at EF. Drew, is where can they find you?
Find me at the Yak God on all social media platforms. TheYakGod.
That's it. End of episode. We're done. Bye, niggas.
That's all I have.